Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for August the 9th. I'm your host, Paul White. We are going to try and finish the first chapter of 1 Peter today. We've been working on this book off and on since the first day of July. We are in verse 23. We have 23, 24, and 25. It sounds like a lot to tackle when we've been moving so slow. I think you'll find out why. I think we can do it in a moment. We've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. A little closer to the Greek, having been born again, not of the seed that perishes, but of the seed that does not perish, through the word of God which lives and abides. The phrase forever could be a later addition, as it's not in some of the earlier. It's redundant in speaking of the eternal one to have to say forever. I think maybe man thought it would go over a little better. Here's a because, verse 24, stretching into verse 25, which I think is an odd way to handle the translation, but because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as of the flower of grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. This is a quote from the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Now, Peter doesn't say anything about Isaiah. He assumes his dispersion audience, Jewish in nature and in heritage, would understand that they're hearing something they've heard before read in synagogue. 40th chapter of Isaiah, all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of that grass. In other words, we all die. The grass withers, the flower falls away. The word of the Lord endures forever. This is the spoken word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. So when Peter talks about those having been born again, he does it of incorruptible seed, that the word of God planted in the soul of man, in the heart of man, that word is not like the word of any other man that fades away and that passes away, but it is incorruptible seed. And what I think we should take away from this is really twofold. One, the word works. When the word of God is applied, whether it's God speaking into your life or the word of God itself is applied, it works to accomplish what it goes out to accomplish. And that's an important thing to understand, that the word works. It does as it's supposed to do. And also, that it is incorruptible, that it lasts forever, that it doesn't need a second word. But it's not really fair to talk about this without talking about the Bible. I don't believe that I've ever seen such an attack against the Scripture by believers. It's one thing for an unbeliever to attack the validity of Scripture. It's another thing for believers to make light of the Scripture because it has translation errors or because men were involved. Well, of course it has translation errors. Men translated it. Of course men were involved. It was men speaking to men. But they were hearing from the Holy Spirit. I don't want to insinuate that every word in all 66 books is inspired. I don't believe that it is. Even when Paul tells Peter that the word is inspired, infallible, and we've talked about this on a podcast before. The Greek there is that the words that are infallible are profitable for doctrine, which would lead us to believe that Paul is saying not all the words are infallible. I mean, look at Job's friends. The words they speak, they're included in the Bible, but they're not infallible. Look at some of the conclusions Solomon draws in the book of Ecclesiastes. That's not infallible. But we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. What we have is a collection of the sayings of men about God and God about man. And in them we can learn great things. So I think if you don't have the Bible as your foundation, it's easy to go off the rails. The Bible works as a roadmap. It keeps some parameters about us and helps us make sense of things of the Spirit that might otherwise be a little difficult to make sense of. So I for one, am a proponent of the Bible. I think it's one of the failures of the modern pulpit is to accent their sermons, or I'm sorry, to saturate their sermons with what they've only accented them with. Word. Some sermons have been accented with word. It's the trimmings. Whereas I think lessons about the Spirit and Christ and daily living by faith shouldn't be accented with Bible. They should be saturated with Bible at every possible turn. We don't worship the Scriptures. We need not do that. We have Christ in our hearts. But the Scriptures work as a roadmap for us. They help us make sense of things, and we ought to respect them. You look back at what went into putting this book together and the wisdom that is gathered there, and how could you walk away with anything but awe and respect? But I'm not even really talking about quoting Scripture. I'm talking about the Word that was in the man Christ Jesus, and go find Him, and then apply that to your life, and that is incorruptible. This is the Word which by the gospel was preached to you. And I'll close today as we close chapter 1 with the phrase again, the Word works. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.